Jewish news from down under. With Vic Aladaf.
Vic Aladaf, let's hope we have a little bit more luck this time. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thank you. I hope you can hear me.
We actually can hear you loud and clear, so that is great. Let's just talk about some of the stories. Former Australian ambassador to Israel says failure to extradite Malka Leifer could hurt the Australia-Israel ties. Tell us about this.
Yes, and one doesn't often see former ambassadors speaking out. So I'm talking about Dave Sharma, who we've spoken about before, because he was, for the last 4 years, Australia's outstanding ambassador to Israel, or 4 years ago. And Dave Sharma is now standing for election. We have federal elections here coming up in early May, so in a couple of months' time. Dave Sharma, listeners might recall, stood for a by-election at the end of last year when the Prime Minister was kicked out of office and then retired from Parliament. Dave Sharma stood for that seat and didn't, for the former Prime Minister's seat, and didn't get it. He's now standing again for that same seat. And the person who won it, by the way, was a Jewish woman, Dr. Kieran Phelps. Dave Sharma has now come out with quite a strong statement saying that Israel's failure to extradite Malka Leifer to Australia will hurt Israel's image in the Australian public and make it hard for Canberra, that's our capital, to be as stalwart a friend of Israel as it currently is. And he said all this in an interview with the Jerusalem Post, and he said the failure will alienate people who naturally defend Israel or support Israel. This has nothing to do with the Palestinian process, but something people see as a case of justice. So pretty strong statement, and it came out at the same time that the Jerusalem court said that she must remain in detention until the end of her legal proceedings. And just in case anybody has been living under a rock, Malka Leifer fled Israel to Israel from Australia 10 years ago, 2008, amid allegations of sexual abuse. And if extradited back here, she will face 74 charges of child sexual abuse.
And let's just hope she gets back to Australia so that the victims at least could see some justice taking its course. Australian Jews take issues with new political alignment in Israel.
So this is also an unusual one. And as we know, Jewish representative organizations don't quickly rush out to criticize Israel or take issue with Israel. But just today, our national roof body, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, has issued a formal statement expressing dismay at the fact that, you know, Jewish Home and the National Alliance have joined forces with this new political party in Israel called Otzma Yehudit, Jewish Power, in the run-up to the elections, which is coming up in April 9, just also a couple of months ago. And this Jewish Power, Otzma Yehudit, is regarded widely as an extremist party, as racist party, as a political heir to Meir Kahane's Kach party. And for those of listeners who are old enough to remember, Kach or Kahane was banned from the Knesset in the 1980s and under a law outlawing incitement to violence, and later actually exiled from Israel itself. And these three parties, Jewish Home, National Alliance, and now this Otzma Yehudit, they've joined together on a unity ticket in the run-up to the election. And according to the statement by the Australian Jewish representative body, this is a betrayal of Jewish and Zionist values. So pretty strong stuff. And the Zionist Federation of Australia has also issued a statement, also expressing concern. So I'd be surprised if other Jewish representative bodies around the world don't make similar responses, because pretty concerning when you've got the heirs of a Kahanist party who now in the Knesset. And even one, or if they get into the Knesset, and obviously one MK out of 120 is symbolic,
I agree. Not all of my listeners agree with me, but certainly I'm horrified by this indeed. Conspiracy theorist barred from Australia.
So this is a man named David Icke, I-C-K-E. who has come up with some of the most bizarre conspiracy theories, and that, you know, that 9/11 was an inside job. The world is controlled by alien lizards.
Oh, God.
And
I do sometimes feel that, though. I have to say, I do sometimes sometimes wonder. Yeah.
And that Jews funded the Holocaust, of all things.
Oh, right. So yes. That was to our great benefit, wasn't it?
Well, exactly right. And so the good news is that, and he's from Britain, is that he has been denied a visa to come to Australia. He wanted to come and spread his toxic message around this country. But his visa has been cancelled. And so his planned speaking tour of Melbourne, Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, right around the country has obviously been tossed out. And he has attacked the Australian government for this. Quote, "What have these idiots done?" he said. Coleman, that's our Minister for Immigration, is a coward. He is the backbone of a jellyfish. He's proving me right. So, anyway, the good news is the government has done the right thing.
Unbelievable. Absolutely, certainly it does. Vic Aladef, thank you as always. Vic is the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and we speak to him every week, getting updates from Australia.